Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, I'm disappointed. Disappointed that the Lions weren't against the Tush Push. Can't believe it. Stupid play. Stupid team.
It's going to be brought up again in a couple of years. Can they keep bringing it up?
Might be brought up next year.
By Green Bay? Or does somebody else have to bring it up?
I don't know. All right, we brought up the passing of George Wendt, who played Norm on Cheers. Cheers, a classic TV sitcom. And look, it, you know, not a lot of people saw it, but it was the catchphrase of Cheers was where everybody knows your name, and we're wondering, do you have a Cheers in your life or ever have a Cheers in your life? Adam in Royal Oak writes in, there's a bar in Clawson called The Hideout where the same five group of people sit in the same seats every weekday at happy hour.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Stephen Westland says, my Cheers is Sandy's on the Beach in Redford. Been going there for 40 years. Jeff and Pontiac, I love the Lodge. I still go there all the time.
Do you have a place?
Not really. I think at one point you could have said Fraser's Pub in Ann Arbor, where I was, you know, I mean, I didn't even go like five nights a week, but I went a lot. What do we got here? Marshall and Taylor, Lake Point Yacht Club. My dad took me there when I was 12 for a burger and some bikini clad ladies. LOL. Best day ever. 30 years later, I still stop by. Chuck and Trenton, my Cheers bar is Oak Cafe in Wyandotte. I've been going there since I turned 21 in 1992. Place hasn't changed at all. They have a great craft beer selection. Owner Mike is a great guy. My buddies that moved away, make sure we go for a Cajun burger whenever they are in town. So,
Cajun burger.
Yep.
Spicy. I would imagine.
Sounds like it.
Cajun spices. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Tigers. Nice win last night. Really nice win last night. That one showed some grit, right? I mean, that's an example, a tangible example of grit. When you're up 4-0 with Scooble on the hill, it's lights out. You know, thanks for coming. We're going to win this game. And they got the Scooble. His pitch count got rung up, rose up a little bit, and he didn't make it out of the sixth inning. Here comes the bullpen, and they're not as sharp as they can be. And Cardinals come back from a 4-0 deficit. They chip away, and they actually tie the game. Tigers bounce back and win it. I think that's a great example of actual grit.
Well, this is what this team is, though. They pick each other up. And here's an example. The top four in the lineup accounted for all 7 hits and all 5 RBI in the game. The bottom 5 in the lineup went 0 for 18. It did Bupkis. But playing defense matters, running the bases. Well, those guys weren't running the bases. But so it's not always the same cast of characters that are getting it done. The bottom part of the lineup has been very, very helpful to this team. They've contributed quite a bit during the season. Not so much last night, but last night they were able to get by because Riley Green was like a one-man show.
So ESPN put together something about teams that have kind of surprised a little bit, Who is a legit playoff contender and who's a fraud? The five teams they discuss, St. Louis, Cleveland, San Francisco, Oakland, and Detroit. Work our way through them. St. Louis, I mean, they say real or not real. We're going to use the term fraud.
Okay.
St. Louis, according to this story by Dave Schoenfeld of ESPN, fraud. Cleveland, fraud.
Cleveland is, they've just gotten very fortunate when with a game on the line, they've gotten a hit, right? Jose Ramirez has done remarkable in those situations. Otherwise, this is why you would say fraud, because the run differential is bad, and they shouldn't be winning the games they're winning.
Well, they write of Cleveland, based upon underlying statistics, the Guardians would expect it to be 19-27.
They're minus 20 in the run differential.
Most of their clutch performances have come on the pitching side, where they are allowed 4.39 runs per game against an expected total of 4.8 runs per game. Who do we got next here? The Giants, for real.
29-20 on the year, plus 46 run differential.
Yep. Sacramento, the A's, whatever you want to call them, fraud. And the Tigers, go ahead.
I was going to say, it was Jason Benetti said on the broadcast the other night that he heard that, I think Mike Kruko is the former pitcher, major league pitcher, is the announcer for the Athletics.
Yep.
Either for the Athletics or for one of the teams that was playing the Athletics. And he started calling them, because they play the games in Sacramento, called them Okramento. I like it.
Yeah.
Better than Sackland.
Oh, Okramento is a fraud, according to this. And the Tigers are considered for real. So, again, we love getting independent voices, national voices. Last week we had Jim Bowden of the Athletic, old school, longtime former GM, now in the media. He said the Tigers are for real. You had this Sabermetrics kid, analytics guy from CBS, say all the analytics numbers suggest that they're for real. Now this, suggesting they're for real.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just reassuring to get outside voices.
Sure, and 15 games above 500 at this point, 32 wins. 32 wins is the most in Major League Baseball. The run differential is plus 81, which is now third in baseball behind the Yankees and the other team from Chicago. So they're doing all the things you need to see them do, and they're still winning games. Now, 6-4 in the last 10 games, but I'll take a 60% winning percentage. That means you're a playoff team. They are overall at a 65% clip. We'll see if they can win the series tonight or to this afternoon against St. Louis. It'd be great. And before they meet up with four games against the Guardians starting tomorrow.
Let's get back to your open line calls, 248-539-9797. Jared in Columbus, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jared.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up?
Yeah, I was calling on the tush push. You know, I was a football coach, and I used to run an unbalanced offensive line. You got something that works. It's up to the defense to stop it. I mean, you get a tricky player. What are you going to say, that Williams all of a sudden can't run deep routes?
It's not about the effectiveness.
Let me ask you this, Jared. With your unbalanced line, were you just running it behind linemen, or were you having your running backs and others pushing the running back, the ball carrier, through the line?
Well, in high school, they don't allow, they don't allow pushing.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not about the league, the plays. Hold on, it's not about the play's effectiveness that bothers us. It's boring.
Well, and it's a rugby play. Even you just said in high school they don't allow for the guys to push him. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but if it hurts, he's a big dude, and if he's getting that yard. I mean, they may push him,
It's they do push him. Can he get the yard without the push? Absolutely. And he probably does most of the time anyway. But they're pushing him. That's why it's called the tush push.
And right, if it's legal,
okay,
then let
Jared,
it roll.
Jared.
Figure out a way to stop it.
It's not about the play's effectiveness that bothers us. I don't think either of us have mentioned that. It's that the play is boring.
Well, boring to a viewer, but for those guys on the field, they're trying to win a game, and if that's what gets it to them,
Jared,
they got a Super Bowl, it's not boring to them.
I'm a viewer. Gator's a viewer.
Well, I'm a viewer, too. I understand. You know, I'd like to go back the old ways when he used to take people's heads off, but the game's changed.
Do you like watching the tush push?
I don't mind it. I want to see someone stop it. As a football coach, figure out a way. Take your linebackers and stuff that. You know, take your gamble and just hit those A-gaps as hard as you can and knock some heads. I mean, figure out a way to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's figured out how to stop, it's still boring to me.
Not unusual. It's banned in high school. You can't do that in high school. You can't push guys.
No, and look, I mean, I don't know that Jared is understanding our complaint. It has nothing to do with the effectiveness. It has everything to do with the aesthetic value, the sheer entertainment. You couldn't do this for a long time. The play wasn't run. The game was fine. They came along and started doing this, and they do it a lot. And it's like, all right.
Well, here's what I don't like about it. Okay, I'll speak for myself. When you get to a goal line situation, which is where you see this, or a short yardage situation, and let's say it's a quarterback sneak. Quarterback tries to shoot one of those gaps and get through and advance the ball, and he doesn't, and it's stopped. The both lines come to play, and he's not going anywhere. It's done right there in my eyes. But instead, because now you get running backs, or let's say you add a defensive lineman as a running back who comes in, or an extra offensive lineman who comes in and starts pushing that player forward, then it becomes like a tug of war thing, and it's just not football.
Yeah, it's not entertaining to you, and everyone's different. Jared, I think it was the last caller, right? He doesn't mind it, but you two mind it. I don't like it. I don't think it's entertaining. I want to bring up something that...
Well, that's 3 out of 4, so it should be banned.
No, it shouldn't be, because according to the NFL, this part doesn't make sense to me. The majority of the league does not want this play, but it still exists. I don't get it. That's the vote. And I know there's a rule that you have to have a certain amount of votes, but to me, they've already voted. It's clear the majority of the league doesn't want this play.
Well, that's why I was saying the 75%. They need the 75% vote to get this out.
I know, but I say over 50 is the the rule. It should be over 50.
He does bring up a point. We just kind of accepted you need 75% of people. If more than half the owners don't want it, why do we have it?
Yes.
Super majority or whatever.
It's like an arbitrary percentage. Why isn't it 80 or 60%?
Well, it's like with our government, you need to have a 2/3 vote in the Senate, right? It's not majority. It's a majority in the House, but then you get to the Senate and it's a higher standard.
Yeah, I understand this happens other. I just say for football, for NFL purposes.
It is interesting that they've allowed for a 2/3. You need a 3/4.
3/4 seems like a lot.
Yeah. Sure does.
But if they're going to change the game, I can understand the logic behind making it that stringent, and yet I don't like this. I don't like that the Lions voted to keep it. I think it's interesting some of the other teams now that have been reported that voted for it as well. The Jets voted to keep it. That's Aaron Glenn. John Harbaugh and the Ravens voted to keep it. I wonder if that's...
I mean, did they... Well, here's the question.
Some of those teams want to use it or what?
Did the coaches tell their owners what they want to vote? Because it wasn't the coaches that voted, but were they just following their coaches' orders?
I would imagine so, right?
I think so, but...
But by the way, Lions fans that do like this rule and want to keep it, you play the Eagles this year. We'll see what happens, how you're rooting when the tush push is applied and you can't stop it.
Is that a FO? Is that a FOFO you're doing?
I'm just saying the Lions play the Eagles this year, and you most likely will see the tush push successfully ran on you.
If it's 4th and short, you know you're going to see it. Hell, 3rd and short, we might see it. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is your garage door making some weird noises, or is it just moving really slowly? Well, if you need some repairs, call the right people to come out and fix it. Precision Garage Door Service. They're amazing. I called them years ago when my garage doors were not running all that great. They came out right away, diagnosed the problem, and most importantly, they fixed the problem right there on the spot because their technicians have all the equipment necessary in their trucks to fix the problem. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can visit them online at precisiondoormi.com, and you schedule that appointment at a time that works for you. That's what's great about Precision, is that they want to make sure that it works for you. All their calls are answered 24/7 by a live person. They're available weekends at no extra charge. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or again, schedule that appointment at precisiondoormi.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Tiger baseball coming up this afternoon. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Dean. You're on 97.1. Hello, Dean.
How's it going, gentlemen?
We're okay.
Good. And believe it or not, I'm a football official. Been doing it for about 200 years. Yes, and I cannot push or pull a runner. It's called aiding the runner. I despise the tush-push. It's like the shift in baseball. I despise that also. You think about it. You could put David Montgomery at the quarterback position, put a couple hogs behind him, and do that play every play down the field, control the clock, boring. Do not like the tush push.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that it comes down to. To me, it is boring. And, it's legal. Don't get me wrong. In the NFL, it's clearly legal. And they've allowed for it for years, and they're going to continue to allow for it as the owners voted to leave it in the game. Well, 10 of the owners enough to keep it part of the game. But, yeah, I think it's boring. It looks like a rugby
play. There's just so many changes in the game of football for the safety of the players. The game has changed drastically over the years. I don't even know what to say anymore. Just a fan out there officiating my games and having a good time at it.
What level did you say? Did you say you officiate at the high school level, or do you do higher than that?
Yeah, at the high school level. I've been doing it for 28 years.
Okay.
I love the game. I get paid to go out there and exercise, work with the same guys every Friday. Enjoy the game.
Sweet. Cool. Well, we appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Know you guys take a ton of abuse. Yeah. And
you have no idea.
I have an idea. I go to a lot of high school games, and I have an idea. So thank you for what you do.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for what you do. I do, you know.
thankless job to officiate high school.
It really
sports.
Is. It really is.
Let me ask you, is it worse what you see in high school than what you see in travel? Or is travel worse?
No, it's about the same.
It's just awful either way.
Well, I mean, I just.
Each sport is different, but hockey's the worst.
Again, if you think about, yeah, they're not perfect. They're like, there's, I've told this story a million times, but it was just such a good comeback. And I was a young kid and I'm bitching at a ref. I'm playing C League Sunday afternoon rec basketball. Okay. And I'm bitching at a ref. And he turns to me and gives me the greatest line that completely changed the way I think about it. He says, "Hey, look, man, you're not going to the NBA, and neither am I." Translation, we both pretty much suck at what we're trying to do. Let's get through this.
I'm not going to see everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, and I appreciate you guys. You're trying to do your best. And you know, unless it's a rules misinterpretation, like you called somebody out on a foul ball, strike three, unless, you know, somebody hit one foul and they called him out, strike three. That's a rule. But if you call a strike three on a pitch that's below the knee, and I'm like, oh, hey, that really didn't look like a strike. I mean, I don't try not to give officials a hard time unless they mess up a rule. But we also have a rule on our team that I tell the parents, if you have a problem with the officials, please go stand by the foul pole. I'll see you down there. I'll laugh. We'll know that's your protest, but they're hard to get. We've had games where we only have one ump because we couldn't find a second one. Why can't you find them? Because it's just not worth it anymore because of the abuse they take.
Yeah, tons of abuse.
And some people are crazy. Let's go to James. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, James.
Hey, I'm not a fan of the way the Philadelphia Eagles do the tush push, but I think the reason why the rule didn't pass is because that rule was too vague. It would have blocked all tush pushes. So, for example, that play where Demo was running in air and he was still going forward because he was getting basically a tush push.
Yeah.
And that rule would have made the play illegal as well. I think the compromise is that for the quarterback safety, you just can't tush push the quarterback.
Well, I mean, look, if they'd gotten rid of it, all pushing of any kind of a ball carrier, I don't think it would have made the Lions' chances to win games any worse. Yes, they did that. They did do it, but it wasn't part of a play design. It happened organically in the moment. Hey, we can push this guy over the goal line, which, okay, you know, if they got rid of it, I still think the Lions would be really good. And it doesn't inherently change my enjoyment of the game. And certainly the tush push actually does. It looks like a rugby play, and I don't like rugby.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the way the Eagles do it. I just think the rule wasn't worded specifically to punish the Eagles. It was to punish, and then there's going to be, well, he got pushed, so now we got to bring the ball back. Maybe another compromise is to blow the whistle a little bit faster when forward progress has been stopped.
There you go. I like that. I think in times they just let that thing go on forever.
Too much?
Yeah.
Yeah, they might. I didn't expect the tush push to get this many calls. I didn't think so many people would have opinions on the tush push. But there are plenty of them. Okay, Gator, I don't know if you saw this. The NCAA football, the win totals came out.
Okay.
For pretty much everybody.
Have not seen it.
Okay. Early on, we have trends. What does your gut tell you without seeing the numbers? This is going to be hard, but one team has stood out as the most bet under their win total.
This is for college?
For college football. One team has the most under bets.
I don't know what the total is, but let me ask, do you have the totals in front of you?
I have all the totals in front of me.
What's Alabama's total?
Alabama's total is 9.5.
Okay. Yep. I guess I would have to think, first of all, you're going with a team that has double-digit total win total. So I don't know who's going to have the double. What's Georgia's win total?
Georgia's win total is 9.5.
Wow.
Yep.
Ohio State.
Ohio State's win total is 10.5.
Okay. Penn State.
Penn State's win total is 10.5.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, let's see, independent, 10.5.
I'll say Notre Dame just to end this.
All right, end the guessing game.
Yeah. Sorry, not to end the segment. I don't mean to.
No, it's okay. We're up against the break anyway. The number one bet under, teams over under is 7.5.
7.5?
Yep.
Colorado?
No. But Colorado made the headlines because of what reason? What put Colorado back on the map?
Well, Deion and having Travis Hunter and Shador. And
Deion started it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This team is on the map because for the same reason.
North Carolina?
The most bet under in college football is North Carolina under 7.5.
Wow. Interesting.
The Hudson effect.
Oh. Is it that or is it the Deion effect?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, because it's a guy who's coming in into the college game, has never, you know, coached at the college level. At least I don't think he has. Not as a head coach, anyway.
No, he has not been a head coach at the college.
Starting all new in today's world, who knows? I'm intrigued. I think he's going to have a successful season.
Would you bet the over?
I have to look at their schedule. I'll let you know in 5 minutes.
It's the most bet under. More tickets on North Carolina under than any other team. 248-539-9797-971, the ticket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Mentioned the trend in the early betting on college football win totals. and more tickets have been purchased on the under on North Carolina 7.5 than any other school bet, over or under anything else. For the record, it's not the most money. The most money, data from Vegas, according to The Athletic, the most money is on Florida State under 7.5 and Ohio State under 10.5. They have the most money. So in case you're wondering, Michigan's total is 8.5. Michigan State's total is 5.5. So there you go.
I got Bill Belichick's back.
Do you?
I think he's got this. I can get to 8.
Interesting.
Well, you can bet on it, Gator.
I can.
Yep.
I probably won't, but if I had,
whoa, come
if
on,
I had you to. Know,
he doesn't. We talked about it yesterday. He doesn't like betting season totals. Takes too long.
Yeah, it takes a whole season.
I want the instant gratification.
So, is it the Deion effect? Is it the Hudson effect?
So mean.
So mean that, dude. People look for any
he's
reason
happy.
To bet. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's in the best interest of North Carolina football.
Oh.
I'm sure John Lennon was happy.
Oh, jeez.
I like that one.
My goodness.
Well,
oh.
He married her, right? I'm sure he was happy.
I'm sorry, Paul. Going to leave the band.
I think, Gator, you're talking with your heart right now. You really don't want it to affect him, man. But you got to look at...
He's a cyborg. He's Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Well, cyborg's been infiltrated.
He can compartmentalize better than anybody else.
I think there's been some wiring that is...
Yes, right?
I think he's been rewired. Don't you say that.
I think Bill Belichick can go... We've got 48 minutes to have some fun, and then I got to get back to work. 48. Clock starting. Might be less.
I think there's been some
you are
some
pretty hot, so
data reprogramming with the cyborg, and I'm not sure that football's his top priority anymore. Which is fine.
He's the T2. He's fine.
Is that Terminator reference?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Woo. So anyway, Belichick, his team. The under. People are hammering the under on 7.5. Any other numbers you want to know, by the way? Eastern, Western, and Central?
No, don't care.
Since you asked, Western's a 5.5, Central's a 5.5, and Eastern's a 4.5.
Oh, look at that.
And Akron's a 4.5. What has happened to Akron?
I don't know. I'd hammer the over on Western and Central. I have no idea.
Who is, do you know Michigan State's non-conference opponents?
Off the top of my head, I do not, but okay. I can find that out rather quickly.
So Michigan's got New Mexico. Their total's 3.5. They got Oklahoma. Their total is 6.5. And what's the third game? Wow, Oklahoma's only 6.5. Well, it's in the SEC. Life is rough in the SEC.
So Michigan State plays Western.
So what'd I say? 4.5? Yep.
Boston College.
BC's total is they still in the ACC? Is there still an ACC? They're 5.5, same as Michigan State. Then what's their third one?
Youngstown State.
Oh, I don't think they have a total. What do we got for Michigan here? I can't remember Michigan's third non-conference opponent. New Mexico, I mentioned them. We'll go, it is Central. So I mentioned them also 4.5. So. There you go. There you go. Win totals. 5.5 for Central, sorry. Okay, Tiger Baseball coming up shortly. And try to win this series. Bullpen day. The whole bullpen pitching chaos thing hasn't quite gone as smoothly, has it?
No, it hasn't. And they used Tyler Holton last night. Is he going to be part of it? Can he go an inning? Does he need to go an inning? I get nervous when they do this. And there's no Montero. I don't have a Montero tonight, so, I mean, who's going to get the bulk of this one?
I don't know. This might be a true...
It's a Bo Brisky. Well, Bo Brisky's been a one-inning kind of guy.
I'm not sure. Nito's not here anymore.
Right. They need him. Where is he? Where's he at?
I got to tell you, this team has the makeup of a team that should have a lot of problems. Starting center fielder's out. Starting catcher's been out. He's back. Two starting pitchers are out. Starting third baseman is out. Other key pieces. Wencel Perez, out. Like, this team, how they're doing this with all the injuries they have. I mean, it's been a special start to the season. There's no doubt about it. Big free agent signing, Alex Cobb, out.
Today could be one of these Hanifi Herder outings, right?
Yeah. Oh, I mentioned this and we didn't get to it. I apologize.
Oh, and they brought Chase Lee up.
Oh, so. There's Chase Lee, yeah. We have details on the Weenie 500.
The Wienermobile?
Yes.
The six Wienermobile is going to go out of the Indy?
Yep. I'll start with this. I just want to state for the record, in the back of my mind, I can't help but shake this feeling that this event might not happen.
What?
I kind of wonder if upon further reflection, they decide this is a bad idea. To put those Wienermobiles out on the track at Indy.
Why?
Because I think they might realize that racing them, given their size, might not be just a good idea.
They're going to go like 60 miles an hour.
If even that.
Right.
But.
Why? Because it could be shrapnel on the track?
I think it could be a little bit sketchy. I just can't change. Look, there's just kind of a hunch in the back of my mind. I'm just thinking.
Did you see the Penske car that blew up the other day?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be way worse than what you're going to see with.
Those cars are designed to race.
Rubbing the wieners together.
And designed to crash. I just. Not quite sure. Just not quite sure it's going to get pulled off.
I hope that they do some alterations to the cars, not just to make them faster, but like with a paint scheme. You know, like you get the giant Oscar Mayer Wiener hot dog on the side, maybe put an angry face at the end of it.
Well, they do need to differentiate between which Wienermobile you're rooting for.
Yeah, don't just give me numbers.
Yep. So I'm a little worried, Gator, and I maybe you can calm me down, but I'm starting to suspect that we're going to be wildly disappointed when this race happens because I think it's going to be possibly CGI. Like, No.
Really?
First of all, Doug just brought up the fact that this could be very dangerous, right? They wouldn't want an accident like this, a real accident.
I'm going to guess these Wienermobiles don't have the Hans device.
I guess they don't need it.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the top speed limit they would put on these Wienermobiles would be. I'd imagine it wouldn't be high. But with that being said, there's a risk with any mobile, right? With a car, any mobile. Right? And then also, they put out an advertisement for the race, and it was like AI generated.
Uh-oh. Well, that's going to be a real bummer. If this ends up being like, if you go and watch some of the stuff they do at ballparks or at stadiums where it's no longer a live race that you see there, but they put it up on the screen, I'm going to be upset. That's not what it is. Don't do it.
Well, they're going to stream it. So
stream it, great. Let us all see it. But if it's not going to be actual Wienermobiles going at it, then what's the point?
I don't know for sure. I understand. I'm with you, man. I want to see the real thing.
It's
all right?
Carb day.
Yeah, exactly.
We're loading up.
Yeah. Hot dog buns and all.
Right. Extra bun.
I'm just worried because everything's AI nowadays.
Yeah, I'm worried they're going to get away from like what the Wiener 500 is all about.
Yeah. Don't lose the history.
It's just not the same.
It's like what Wiener 10 is all about. Oh, boy. They only need to go like 10 miles, I think, right?
Well, I haven't been able to find. What's crazy is I haven't been able to find out how many laps they're actually going to run.
Who's driving these cars?
Well, that's another question, but there are betting odds, like you can bet. I think this is in concert with DraftKings, and they're going to allow people that register for DraftKings to bet on which Wienermobile will win. And one of the bets is which car will have the fastest lap. And I'm like, okay, so they're probably doing one more lap because the winner would have the fastest lap if it's more, if it's one lap.
Yes, it'll be more than one lap, correct. Oh, but I hope so.
It takes a lot longer to go around that track at 45 miles an hour than it does at 230.
Yep.
You know? So.
Well, that's why. And if you get like an actual driver for these, how seriously are they going to take
like it? Paddle award?
Yeah. Are they going to go, you know, Rubens racing? I mean, you don't really do Rubens racing with the IndyCars.
Not as much with open wheel.
But these are clearly not IndyCars. These are not the open wheel cars. These are Wienermobiles.
Well, I'm going to guess these cars are less equipped to rub than even an IndyCar.
I mean, I'm expecting this to kind of be like a little bit of a demolition derby.
Well, that's where I'm getting into is I'm going to guess that the Wienermobile in general doesn't have a roll cage.
It doesn't need a roll cage.
It never did until now.
It's like cars going down the street. What, do I need to clip into an extra, you know, two different kinds of harnesses and wear the full-on helmet because, oh, now because I'm on a racetrack? These cars aren't going to go that fast.
I people can get killed at accidents at 45, 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'm well aware of this. When there's like a ton of traffic, there are six Wienermobiles out there.
I don't think it takes a ton of track. I think it takes a dead-on collision with the wall. I don't know. Do you think they have, like, if two
I'm
of these,
sure they're going to be
if two of these things get together and there's a wreck? Do you think they've got the injury, a risk of a fire?
I will guess that they have taken precautions. If this is actually a live racing event, that they have taken precautions to put in some, that these have been modified with some sort of cage that protects the drivers.
Let me be clear here. Like I said, just in the back of my mind, I can't shake this thought that I wonder if this race is really going to happen. When I brought it up today, Kang said he's worried it might be CGI. It might be AI.
I wonder if they're, are they actually hauling hot dogs?
You know, you can bet on this. You can get instant gratification, Gator, on what condiment will be poured on the winner.
They will be painted differently.
Fair enough. Yep.
So you'll be able to see which one. You'll be able to follow whichever one you bet on.
Well, at this point, I'm doing it.
It'll be streamed Friday at 2. All right, Tiger Baseball coming up next. Tigers try and close out this series with the St. Louis Cardinals. A bullpen day for the Tigers, and then a huge four-game set coming up with Cleveland. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect.
You know what? Nobody says that the car buying experience is easy or that it's fun. Well, at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, they make it easy and they make it fun. Right now, they've got two incredible lease specials that are really hard to beat. How about this? You can drive home the 2025 Equinox EV for only $249 a month for 24 months, and that's just with $1,499 down. Or if you need a truck that works as hard as you do, the 2025 Silverado 2FL is also $249 a month for 24 months, and it's got the same low down payment, and that includes taxes and fees. Plus, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has over 500 vehicles in stock, so you're not stuck with just a few options, and they're open on Saturdays for sales and for service with no appointment needed. And heads up, the Memorial Day sale lasts all month long, so now's the perfect time to make your move, and you're going to see what I mean when you stop by Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. They treat you right. Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield, together, let's drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.